Pastor came to me this morning and let me know we were doing a Singspiration and asked if I would give a brief challenge. And since we're doing a Singspiration, I felt it was appropriate to look over a psalm. And one of my favorite psalms is Psalm 100. You don't have to turn there if you don't want to, but it is a brief psalm. And it tells us to make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. This psalm gives us, as believers in God, believers in Christ, a basic blueprint for what our attitude should be like in our individual worship, as well as can be applied to corporate worship. It begins by calling us to make a joyful noise to the Lord. It calls all of the earth to make that joyful noise. Now, of course, we apply that to singing. Yes, some of us who are not as great at singing as others, we can still make a joyful noise in singing, but it applies more than to just singing. It's also in our conversation. It's in how we interact with one another, making a joyful noise and making sure people know that we have the joy of the Lord dwelling within us because of what he has done for us in saving us. It tells us to come into his presence with singing, which is what our main focus is going to be tonight, which is lifting up songs and hymns with our voices, with our instruments to him, praising him for what, again, he has done for us. It teaches us to serve the Lord with gladness. The psalmist does not tell us simply to serve the Lord. Serving the Lord is a foregone conclusion in the psalmist's mind. But our attitude is to be a service of gladness. We are to come to serve the Lord with that gladness in heart and understanding and remembering what a privilege it is to be able to serve the Lord who loves us, who cares for us. The psalmist gives us a reminder that to remember that the Lord is God. We don't serve a being that is like us. We serve God. We serve the Creator. We serve the one who made us, and he has made us his own. He has called us to himself and has called for us to accept him. We are his people. We are the sheep of his pasture. That brings me straight to Psalm 23 and reminds us of all the things, the fact that the Lord is our shepherd. He is our protector. He is the one who guides us, directs us, and provides for all the things that we need. We shall not have want for anything. We will be provided for. And what a glorious thing that is. Psalmist tells us to enter his gates, God's gates, with thanksgiving, and his courts with praise. We are to have in the back of our minds, and we are to remember the fact that we need to give thanks for the things that God has given us. And we need to praise him for who he is, and again, what he has done for us. We are to give thanks to him and bless his name. Again, it's just that repeating phrase of giving thanks and blessing. And the psalmist ends with the reason why, a few reasons, not all of the reasons, but the reasons that were on his mind as he penned these words. This is why we should give thanks, for the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. Everything that is good comes from the Lord. It does not come from human work. He uses us, yes, to bring about good, but the good ultimately comes from God himself. And it is because he is good. His steadfast love endures forever. It does not stop. His love for us will never cease. We can live in this life knowing that no matter what we do, no matter how badly we mess up, his love will continue to be extended to us continually and nonstop. Our relationship with him might not be perfect every step of the way because of what we do, but his love for us, like a good parent, it does not stop. Even whenever we are failing in so many ways. And finally, his faithfulness endures to all generations. As I read that, I'm reminded that this psalm was written from an Israelite perspective. And you look at all of the things that the Israelites did throughout all of their history and the failures that they came across every step of the way as you read through the scriptures. And yet, God promises that he will be faithful to that people, and he will be faithful to all of his people, all those who he saves, all those who come to him. He will be faithful to them every step of the way. And that's such a blessing and such a comfort, and it should be a comfort to us. And so as we sing tonight, as we lift our voices and instruments up in praise to him, I pray that that will be in the back of our minds of the goodness of God, the mercy of God, and the faithfulness that God shows towards us each and every day. Let's pray. Father, we do thank you again for this opportunity to come and to worship together and to lift our voices in praise to you. I pray that we would not forget all of the things that you have done for us. We would not forget about your love and your faithfulness to us and to your people. I pray that you would just bless throughout the remainder of the service, that again, that everything that is done would be done to your honor and your glory. We pray all these things in your name.